Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcases the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of 6- and 7-figure earning women of color, and our purpose is twofold. First, we want to inspire and encourage the listener, and second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, and just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hardnett, your host, broadcasting live, and today is January 10th, 2011, and we're on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. I want to say Happy New Year to you. How long can we say that? Can I stretch it out throughout the year? I mean, what is the cutoff that we should not say Happy New Year anymore? But, yeah, I want to keep saying that because I am so excited about your future, as I hope you are as well. You know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays, 12 noon Eastern, so spread the word. And you can always catch our awesome archives. You can go to www.wealthysisters.com, and you can catch all of our shows there. Now, I have a question for you today. I want to know, since we're talking about this is the new year, what have you declared for yourself to be so this year? I mean, what is 2011 going to look like for you? Are you going to do something different? Are you going to do something that you've always dreamt of or wanted to do? Or are you allowing fear of the unknown, and that's major, the unknown, the possibilities of what could happen, what might happen, and what if this and what if it doesn't, are you allowing that to stop you literally in your tracks? Well, today's show, Wealthy Sister, is more than qualified. She's here to help you with that. Miss Laverne Beatty, who is humble, and her beginnings were humble, have kept her grounded and in touch and in tune. So I need you right now to go and spread the word. Please call, text, email, tweet. Let everybody know on Facebook that we have an awesome show for you today. You can dial 347-838-9278. Again, that's 347-838-9278. As always, you can tune in live or our archives at www.wealthysisters, that's SISTAS.com, and catch us. You can also follow us on Twitter. Wealthy Sisters is there. Deborah Hardnett on Facebook. We are all over. We want to connect with you. Now, let's learn more about this dynamic individual we have on our show today. Ms. Laverne Beatty, an MBA, is a business strategist, an executive coach with the Beatty Group, a business consulting and leadership development firm. For the past 25 years, she has partnered with business leaders to deliver tangible, keyword, if you've got your pen and your paper, which I hope that you do, because our shows are here to inspire, encourage, and also to give you practical wisdom. I want you to write down that word, tangible results. In the most challenging circumstances, Laverne works with business owners and organizational leaders across diverse industries to maximize their potential. Her clients rave about her high business acumen, ability to build strong client relationships, and commitment to helping them achieve the results that exceed their expectations. From strategic planning and execution to branding, Laverne is committed to helping business clarify, plan, and achieve optimal success. So after we come back from this short break, we are going to hear from none other than the dynamic, awesome Miss LaFern Beatty, who happens to be, as we're proud to say, happens to be one of the featured speakers at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo 2011 in March. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's thebattiegroup.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Good afternoon. We are live here, and it's exciting, as always, to be on the line with Wealthy Sisters. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, and our very, very special guest today is Miss LaFern Beatty, which you just heard a fabulous work there. Shows you how she's not only a committed business person, but a supportive individual. I cannot be the one to really, really just have such an awesome experience and support. Yeah, Miss LaFern Beatty. On the line today, the dynamic LaFern Beatty. I can't say that enough. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters, my sister. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. It is a pleasure being here, and I am doing very well.
I know that you are. I tell you, I remember the first time we had an opportunity to just share. You are a member of the Professional Black Woman, and I like to say that with my chest stuck out if I could, because, you know, it shows the caliber of dynamic individuals that we have within our organization. And I remember we did a feature call of business owners, and you were on there. And I tell you, that was the first time I had an opportunity to hear you speaking. I was floored. So we're excited about this show today.
Well, I am excited about being here, and I thank you. I appreciate it. I am always humbled. I come with no expectations that anyone will ever invite me, but you know what? I'm here, and I will do what I do.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a lot going on, a lot of major connections that are happening, and we're excited that we will be able to announce some things at the end of the show, some things that we've been able to accomplish just within the past week or so. And you are one of the featured speakers at the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, so we definitely want to talk about that today as well. But I always like just to take the time in the beginning of the show for our listeners to just really get to know who LaFern Beatty is. You know, what went into making the person that we see today? You know, in the old school saying is she's from good stock. Tell us a little bit about that stock. That
wow, you know, I owe so much to that stock. I come from a family of business owners, four generations of entrepreneurs. Many of them out of necessity. It wasn't a dream or a vision that they necessarily had. But growing up in Maryland, I was surrounded by a community of people who did what they had to do to be able to provide services and resources to the people who live right around them, who might not be able to go into the mainstream market and get what they needed. And that's where I learned my first lessons around business and branding and leadership. I am the youngest of six, so I am accustomed to having to battle folks for my position and my rightful spot.
Not the baby now. We can't call you that, right? The youngest.
I say I'm the youngest, but I think the one next to me is the baby. But I'll share this little piece. In my office, I have a photo that was taken in 1978. And I walked into an art gallery and saw this photo and immediately knew what it was. And it's a photo of the church that my grandmother, my father's mother, was the mother of. And I look at what that represented, because the land that it sits on is a parcel of land in an area where very few people were owning land at that time. And if you're on your way, if you are in the Maryland area and you're on your way to the coast, to the Ocean City beaches, and you look off to the right-hand side right before you get there, that land now contains multimillion-dollar properties and a harbor. But many years ago, my grandmother was one of the first business owners and property owners there. And so I think about my experiences at the feet of women and men such as her. And I think that really is what shapes me. I live what I believe, and so this business is just a manifestation of that.
Well, you know, there are a lot of our listeners who tuned in that say, you know, well, that's great. You have that foundation. It's always interesting to learn that you came from, you know, a business or entrepreneurial background. What do you say to those who did not have that that sight or that insight to see those who were self-employed in their family?
We have, in this day and age, something that those generations of men and women didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to information like we've never had it before.
Mm.
There is no reason, if there's a library in your community and there's a computer there and you can access that computer, even free classes to help you get information or learn how to maximize the information that you get. There are programs, business development programs. My grandmother didn't have a business coach. She didn't have a 401k to pull her money out of if things got tight. She didn't have tremendous savings. We did not come from a background of wealth. These folks ran businesses before we even thought about entrepreneurship being something hot and new. But we have in this time access to such a wealth of information. And we have people who are right around us if we would simply step out and ask for assistance, ask for guidance. And that's something that I've learned in building a business is so critical, being able to humble myself and ask for what I need and then do something with it.
And execute it, take action
with
it, because, you know, it's often a challenge to ask, and especially if you are independent, a person. I know I'm very transparent on the show, and I deal with, you know, those asking the right questions, and that can be a challenge for you to have that maximum success. What are some of the other top challenges that you think as business leaders and entrepreneurs that perhaps impact a woman's ability to achieve the maximum success?
You know, I think one of the struggles we have as women is taking the time to clarify exactly what it is we're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're going to be able to sit down and envision the perfect solution and that it will never change. But if you don't have any idea of what your destination is, or if you have an idea of what the destination is but you don't have a roadmap, that's one of the challenges that I see so often, having great ideas but no plan on how to bring those ideas to reality. And I think that's something that is the foundation of our success. Think about what it is that you want. I often find that people are so rushed and hurried in life that they won't even sit back and take the time to identify what it is that they want. They know what other people think is good for them, but what is it that you want? And what's the first step you can take in getting there? You don't have to have it all mapped out, but think about step one.
I think that is a critical point where you said that oftentimes we don't really take the time that we need to do that. I know coming from the network marketing world or MLM or whatever term people are most comfortable with, one of the first things we would say, and that would be the same for insurance, you know, at that time things are changing now, but one of the things we would say, the first thing you need to do is create a list of individuals that you would like to share this opportunity with. And most people would stop right there.
Right.
That list would be 5-10 people, and they continue to call those same five, ten people and would not explore, would not go through their phone book, would not go through all the different avenues to think of people. And it's the same today in any business. You've got to think about those resources and like you said, just really draw it out, write it on paper. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
It doesn't have to be in a structured format, but at least
take that time to sketch it out. I think that's a very good point.
You know, that's a really good message that you're sharing, Deborah, because something I challenge my clients to do, and for those who work with me and it's new, it seems to be a stretch, and that's good. I say I want you to immediately identify your top 100. You need 100 people minimum that you can at least share what your vision is. And clearly understanding the value that we offer to others, what is different as a result of our engagement and maximizing that value. It's like an example I always use is in the virtual arena, we're always trying to get folks to follow us, friend us, link up with us, sign up to get something that we have. But what I consistently see as a shortcoming is why? Why should I? What value will that link, that connection, that following, that friend, that information that you're going to send to me, what value will it add to me, the person who's going to take the time to make that connection? And so we have to be clear about understanding the value that we offer to others. And when you understand what you provide and how that can help them and you're able to maximize that value, your connection is automatically on a different level.
You know, that is so true. You know, I remember a lot of times we do in some of the workshops and exercise where we ask people to write top 50 things you want out of life if money was no object. 50.
Right.
And, again, just to stop and take that time to do that, it's like, huh? What do you mean? What do I want? It's like three to five on average, they stop at five. And,
right.
And you could say, okay, this is a homework assignment. Come back, and nobody would come back because it actually takes time to think. It takes time to think and to map it out. I really love that concept. And the connections, you know, that you talk about, it's more than just passing the cards out. It's more than just become my friend, like you said. What are some other things that people can do when they are forming those or building those relationships? How can we do that effectively to maximize the win-win for everybody?
You know, I think about ways to build relationships. And first of all, if I'm out in business development event or networking in a certain arena, one thing that I'm clear about is everyone in the room is not my client. They're not my prospective client, not necessarily. If I'm going to maximize my time and really build relationships, then first of all, I'm not going to reach out to you only when I have something to sell to you. There's lots of information that I can share with someone that might be helpful that doesn't cost me a thing and doesn't cost them a thing. Somebody share with me, it is my responsibility to share some of that information with other people. And so I try to maintain relationships every week on my calendar. What I put on my calendar gets done. On Fridays of every week, unless I have a heavy travel schedule and then I shift it to another day, I am reaching out either by telephone, by email, scheduling lunch with someone just to sit down, connect, and understand what's important to them, what's going on with them. And what I found is just the natural order of relationships when we show a genuine interest in other people and then we offer the value that we have that may be able to meet their needs. They remember us for that. That's how I'm able to set myself apart in business. I am not going to try to hard sell you anything. If I have to work that hard for it, then maybe it's not that valuable to you. But I try to make sure a practice that I have is consistently reaching out. Hey, I was just thinking for you, thinking about you, how's everything going for you? I might connect in the virtual media, social media, send a note, just checking up. And I keep a continuous cycle of communications with people that I've known and met or people that I've never met but just able to share some value with them. And I think that's critical, staying in touch, not just when you need something.
That is important, and I think that really comes from the mindset that you have as well. I was reading something today and just confirming the state of mind that we have to have, and understanding that we do live in an abundant world, that there mm-hmm. is an abundance, that the resources are plentiful, even if, you know, we say that the atmosphere is dissipating and things are changing, yet the universe or God or the source that we have is so powerful that it's going to create something different in that place that we need to supplement that. So there's never a lack. And I think if we come from that mindset, you know, understanding that what's for me is for me, and that I, you know, what someone else has, they can't take it away from me, even mm-hmm. if they try to duplicate. What do you say when you see people that may want to emulate, or you feel like, oh, they're copying, or do you have that mindset? You know, what do you say to people that have that conversation? They don't want to share, you know?
They don't want to share. They're closed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand the core principles of how you make money in business. Mm-hmm. And I also understand that no one can be like you and do exactly what you do the way that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Too often what I see is, I think I was reading an article just a couple of days ago where they were talking about Anderson Cooper, who was going to have his own talk show somewhere in the near future. And the question was posed to Oprah Winfrey, do you think he's going to be the next Oprah Winfrey? And she says, no, I do not. I think he's going to be the next Anderson Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I look at leaders who have that type of mindset, and I choose not to expend and encourage others to not expend your energy on what people are mimicking or what people are saying, because nothing that we're doing is new. Everything that we're doing is a regenerated, recreated idea that has just continued to grow and metamorphosize over time. So nothing that we're really doing is that unique. And there are very few leaders that we see who are introducing extremely new concepts. Most of them are built on something that has already existed, including what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't get caught up in what people are doing that is similar. As a matter of fact, I welcome partnerships with people who have goals that are similar to mine and working with clients that are similar to mine, because there is nothing like the power of partnerships. There are opportunities that I've had in business that I would have never had I not partnered with someone to go after that business. And
right,
so
right.
There's just too much power in partnerships to be concerned about what other people are doing or what they can take away from me. No one can take what I have. What's for
right.
me is for me. I just need to get out and work with it. What I do see, though, is people who get upset and say, I was going to do that, but mm-hmm. she did it first or he did it first. So, you know, the only difference between you and that person is the fact mm-hmm. that they did it. And that's mm-hmm. what we need to do, just get up. And like Nike says, just do it.
Just do it. Just
do
it. Yeah, you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, that a lot of times fear of the unknown. What do you see, you know, fear? What type of role does that play? Or do you think it plays a role in someone's success or achieving the maximum success that they can achieve?
You know, fear is not something that I choose to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I just came from vacation. We took the month of December off and traveled abroad, which it was just always is a blessing. And I say my body doesn't like heights, but my mind mm-hmm. ignores my body. And every country that we went to, I ended up at the top of a mountain over
wow.
and over again. And I, like I said, my body doesn't like it. And I chose to embrace what I saw at the top of every mountain I was on.
Right, right, right.
I might have been uncomfortable,
uh-huh.
but I refused to let fear be a barrier to my success.
Uh-huh.
I just refused to let it be something that keeps me from living this life as fully as I can. And so I say, be comfortable with being uncomfortable, but
mm-hmm.
don't fall prey to fear.
Yeah, do it anyway, because,
yeah.
I mean, that's that's real, because with all of the success that you experience, you are saying that you have fear. You just choose not to embrace it. And I think that's the difference there, where people say, well, oh, it's easy for you to do. Or is a lot of times, even in positions that you find ourselves in leadership positions, or someone who is a high achiever, the impression is that that person does not need anything because you do things in the face of fear. But that's the difference. You just do it anyway, regardless.
I love to speak. Mm-hmm. Every time before I walk onto a stage or in a room full of people to speak, I have butterflies in my stomach every single time without fail.
Uh-huh.
Now, most people say, I don't see that. Well, I know what I feel, and it's there, and it's good that they don't see it.
Uh-huh.
But what I do is I take that step, and once I get on the stage or step in front of the room, I have no option except mm-hmm. to deliver excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the... If we stop in the midst of fear or discomfort, that's where the problem occurs. It's walking through it. I was in a boot camp a couple of years ago, about a little over a year ago, and I'm not, by habit or past performance, a runner. And the first thing we had to do at the beginning of that boot camp was, at 5:30 in the morning, was run a half mile. And I thought, oh, well, I got this. I can do a half mile. That doesn't sound bad. Well, I was losing my breath. My legs were tired. I thought, I am going to die. And I was always the last person to come across that line for that timed run, every single session.
Mm-hmm.
But I got better. And now that's my morning exercise 3 or 4 days a week. So a half mile is just my warm-up now. But it's a
All
matter
right.
of pressing through it. Yeah, that's what built my endurance. It was mm-hmm. a matter of pressing through it in the midst of the discomfort.
In the midst of the discomfort. I love that, mm-hmm. pressing through it, because there are going to be challenges. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Or you could tell me, I mean, has it been all easy and rosy?
Oh, I wish I could say it was. I came out of a corporate career. I'd been in the corporate arena for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There were very few opportunities that I didn't get a chance to take advantage of. So I consider that a tremendous blessing. And one day I decided today is the day. Now, I had been planning, but I decided today is the day that I make the break and remove this net, because it's not as safe as I might want to think it is,
mm-hmm.
and venture out completely into this business 100%. And there were times when I would sit in my office and I would say, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but I just can't see it right now.
Mm.
And I could have stopped and gotten into a mindset of defeat and victimization, but that's just not who I am. That's not who I choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, mm-hmm. I believe that if you keep moving, keep working, even when you can't see clearly where you're going, and sometimes you can hardly see it at all, that's what kept me afloat during some of the toughest economic times that our country or this world has seen. And so, yeah,
mm-hmm.
there are tough times. But what do? You keep moving, because a lot of folks will stop during tough times. How do you set yourself apart? Keep moving. Keep being
moving.
Visible. Keep engaging with people. Keep showing
mm-hmm.
your value.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love it. Keep moving. And when we take this short break, we're going to come back and talk about your book that you have, Marketing Brand You, Moving from Chaos to Clarity. I love that title.
Thank you.
Because a lot of times things can seem chaotic when you're in the midst of it. You're in that storm.
Mm-hmm.
I think of flying often, and when you are flying in weather or inclement weather, and you've got that layer, you've come down to the cloud layer, and you can't see, you're just trusting, you know, that the pilot can really see, and they're using their instruments. And once you come to beyond that next level where you keep going, then you can see, you know, it's clarity
right.
there. But in the
right.
midst of it, it's rough, it's turbulence, it's rough air. And so I really want to learn more about this moving from chaos to clarity and share that with our audience, because we know a lot of people probably feel that way today, but we want them to gain the knowledge that you don't have to stay there, that that's a process and it's a purpose to everything. So we are here live on Wealthy Sisters. Our very fabulous and special guest today is Ms. Laverne Beatty. You can visit her at www.thebeattygroup.com. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll-free at 1-877-894-0564 or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
Did you know the IRS will currently reimburse you 55 cents for every business mile you drive? Stop struggling with mileage logs and start turning your vehicle mileage into cash. TrackLog is the first comprehensive automatic mileage recording solution. Turn this small device on, easily track your mileage, and keep more of your money in your pocket. Purchase your TrackLog today at TrackLogg.com. That's TrackLogg.com.
We are live back on Wealthy Sisters, and our very special guest today is Ms. Laverne Beatty of the Beatty Group. We're excited to have her, as always, on our show today. And she is the author of the phenomenal book, Marketing Brand You, Moving from Chaos to Clarity. And we'll be right back after this one more commercial break, and we're going to learn more about that phenomenal book.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Hello and welcome back to Wealthy Sisters. You can always tune in to our shows, our archive shows at www.wealthysisters.com. That's SISTAS.com. If you've got any questions today of our special guest, please feel free to dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278 and press 1 so that we know if you have a question. Don't want to forget about you either. So if you've got any questions, please let us know. So, Ms. Laverne, tell
yes.
us about this book, Marketing Brand You, Moving from Chaos to Clarity. Congratulations, first of all,
thank
on the book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, second of all, for writing the book.
Thank you. It was a labor of love. Marketing Brand You, Moving from Chaos to Clarity, is a resource and it's a workbook within a book. So it's designed to help you get some information and tips and practical ways to implement, as well as help you while you're doing that workout and clarify what some of your challenges are. So if you're in a business that needs a little bit of a tune-up, or you're looking at starting a business and want a solid foundation, or you're in a career that's not quite as fulfilling as it once was or as you would desire for it to be, we wanted to share, as an extension of the Beatty Group through the book that I wrote, ways to help you clarify your values, your skills, and the attributes that you possess that others desire, and really to get you thinking about some of the things that we've been talking about earlier. We provide in this book, I provide specific steps that you can take to increase your branding quotient, looking at who you need on your team to help market the brand that is you. I don't care if you're a professional or whether you're leading a business, owning a business, you are an extension of that organization, and so strengthening the brand begins with the individual. We talk about something called a professional portfolio that you put together that helps you understand and then communicate the brand that provides the value within your organization. And then we share some specific tips about how to position yourself as a market leader. I come into this writing project believing that everyone has extraordinary potential. And through research that I've done, clients that I've worked with, feedback that I've received, I've taken all of that and tried to put it into something that's comprehensive, useful, not overwhelming, something that's practical, and something that you can immediately implement.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What is your favorite chapter and title of that chapter in the book?
I would have to say my favorite chapter would have to be understanding the brand. We start out, and people define brands in this environment in so many different ways.
Right.
But the favorite chapter of mine is what's in a brand. I look at branding as an inside-out exercise, as an inside-out way of presenting yourself in your business.
Mm.
It's not about the gloss. It's about the content.
Oh,
And so that's how we view in our company, that's how we view branding. You can tell me anything that you want about what you deliver and what that means to me. But unless you're able to do that, unless you're able to sustain that within yourself or within an organization, then all you've given me is a tagline. So we're talking about an emotional promise of an experience from the inside out. And that's my favorite because it is the fundamentals of what branding looks like.
That is true because today, you know, you do hear a lot about brand and a lot of times that old saying that we say you don't judge a book by the cover or, you know, what's always shiny, what glitters is not always gold. I mean, we have the technology today to literally create the life that you want right there with the computer.
Right.
And you can, you know, you can create that image. And I think a lot of times people do get that image part of it, which we can't negate that that is very important now.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely important.
But
like you're saying, if you don't have anything to back it up and if that content is not there, the inside, working inside, outside, I love it. That's because that seems to me, you know, what's the foundation, what's going to be on the inside of you is what's going to last anyway. That will outshine on the outside anyway.
Exactly. And, you know, we offer an assessment in the book. I put an assessment to help the reader quickly, in 20 questions, identify how strong his or her brand is. And I think it's good to know where you are, so that you're not just leaping out there and kind of blindly going after what it is you think you want, but being very clear up front, building a strong foundation, understanding what that foundation is supposed to look like. We are in a society that wants something quick, fast, tell me on one sheet how I can make it happen. And the reality is that's just not how it works. It takes work to build a brand. It takes work to turn a brand around, Toyota, BP, even Ford. So it takes work, and we have to expect that, and then do the work that it takes to communicate the brand that we want others to see and experience.
Now, I want to just reiterate to our audience that Ms. Affirm Beatty is not someone that's just speaking. She's someone that actually lives this and shares with top Fortune 100 corporations that are her clients. So we're not referring to, although we love JJ's Rib Shack and we love the local barbershop, which is very important. I need to be visiting one today. But we're talking about some major corporations that she's sharing this information with and who are implementing it and having success as well. So how can they get your book? Where can we find it?
If you go online to the Beatty Group, that's thebatiegroup.com, under our products, the book is there for you to order. If you have any questions or concerns, you can certainly call our office at 877-264-7699. But that's thebatiegroup.com, and we'd be more than glad to share that resource with you.
All right, wonderful. Well, if you don't mind, we're going to go to our lines. They are lighting up here. This is a packed-out show as well. Definitely, if you've got any questions, please dial 347-838-9278. Press 1, and if you're in the chat room, you'd like to send us a quick message, we will be able to send that to Ms. Beatty as well. But let's go. I think this is a Pennsylvania number. We're going to open the lines. Please state your name and where you're calling from and say hello to Ms. LaFern Beatty.
Hello, my name is Cherie Bailey, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Cherie.
Hello, hello. I had a question on the broadcast. You were just speaking about being a megapreneur, and I was told by, you know, one of our elders, sometimes we're so good at so many things, we're never great at anything. Do you think it's more important, you know, when you're first starting out with a business, to establish a solid foundation before you begin to add on other tasks or other businesses? Is it more important to kind of focus on one thing? Or if you're good, you know, at writing books and, you know, photography and different types of things, is it okay to explore various avenues all at one time?
That's a great question.
You know, my suggestion is, and thank you very much for the question, because it is something that I commonly see not just in small businesses but in large corporations as well. My advice is to master something. And we get so excited about the businesses that we are developing or the ones that we're in that we want, you know, we have this great vision and we want to implement everything at once. And so we want all the pie right now. Well, it's hard to ingest a whole pie all at once. But if you take one slice at a time and become good at that and start developing a strong brand around that and then move on to something once you've pretty much got a good handle on it, because we think an error sometimes we think about a business as being just what we're going to provide to someone else. There is so much work that goes into a business, the finances, the back end of the business development, all of just the regular day-to-day, who's going to answer the phone, take the calls, answer the emails, pick up the mail, all of that information has to be addressed in the business. So my suggestion is find something that you're good at and that you can add value to someone through and become very good and mastered in that. And once you have your credibility in that area, it's easier to add something else to it. And it's not as overwhelming, because when we become overwhelmed, we procrastinate, we become stressed out about it, and we just don't get anything done.
That's a great point. And I also learned as well, I had an interview with a gentleman who's been in business over 50 years, and we were talking about people. And I love the point that he made, that the people, you know, we can't stress that enough, who you surround yourself with on your team. And you've talked about that too, LaFern, about the people you have on your team and how you're able to successfully implement or execute those different businesses. What do you think about, you know, that? Or you have more thoughts on that as far as the people and the team that you have?
The people who are on this team are critical to the success of the business. I lead the business. I had a vision about what the business looks like, but I need help in making that happen. I have a professional, an advisory board, a personal advisory board, a team of individuals who will tell me the truth when nobody else is willing to. They are willing to stretch me. They will ask questions. They will make me think thoroughly about ideas, because when you're a visionary, those ideas come so quickly.
Yes, they do.
help slow me down, because sometimes that's what I need. But they stretch me. And so I intentionally made sure that I built a circle around me of people who have my best interests at heart, but that doesn't mean that they won't tell me the truth. And I don't always receive it easily, but I always receive it respectfully, because I appreciate what they do. So from that to the support team that we have, administration, anyone who helps us with sales and marketing, those individuals are critical to the business's success. And so I try to connect with people who understand the vision and believe in the vision, but are also willing to help execute that vision in ways that I might not have thought about.
Well, that's very key. Tell me this as well. You know, when we talk about business and we're talking about support and leadership and development, what lessons do you see are really important to learn, or what other tips would you like to share with our audience regarding that business and leadership development?
It's challenging to lead a business
mm-hmm.
and be afraid of leadership, of being a leader. Sometimes we want the business and what we perceive comes with the business, but we don't want to be the leader.
Forgive me for interrupting you, too, because let's kind of back up. How do you define leadership? And then we go back to that question.
Leadership is not the role that you're in, but it's how you execute what you do, what you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And so our organization is built with all different types of leaders. Everyone is a leader in their respective roles. Sometimes we wait for the position before we want to show that we're the leader. I believe that you need to exude those capabilities before you get the opportunity. And so whether you're the receptionist today and one day you want to own the business or one day you want to build the business, do what you do now to the best of your ability with excellence. And to me, that's a leader. So it's how you do what you do, not what you're called.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's the execution of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So back to that question then, you know, what those roles look like or the steps or lessons we need to learn or take in order to do that, have that in business.
I love Nelson Mandela, and I've read both of his autobiographies and really looked at him as a leader. And something that I appreciate, and I wake up every day and remind myself that this is what it means to lead a business, is understanding that you cannot do it alone. Even if you're the visionary and this is your baby and you have great ideas, you can never do it alone, so you have to understand that it is critical to have a team of people who are around you, and I think that's the first point. The second point I would make is a leader is a servant, and often we see folks who get caught up in the title and wanting the recognition as the leader, but a leader serves, and through that service, other people will follow.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. Go ahead. I want you to finish that thought. It's good.
Other people will follow you, and they will recognize what it is that you provide for them. The best leaders in my life have been people who made me feel like I could do anything that I set out to do without trying to pound it into my head. And then they showed it to me through their living and their execution. So I had something to follow, and that's what you have to be. You have to be someone that other people want to follow and consider it a compliment when someone mimics what you're trying to do.
I love it. Not living on the defense.
Right.
Yeah, not living on the defense, but to consider it a compliment. I mean, what do they say? Imitation is the best form of flattery.
Highest form of flattery, that's right.
Yeah. When we talk about leadership, we know, what are some of the challenges that you see leaders face? And do you think, you know, that we hear those stories that the higher you crawl or climb, what have you, that the more lonelier it gets? What's your thought on that?
You know, I think that one of the challenges that many leaders face, and I experienced it throughout my career, when you're trying to set yourself apart and really be a strong, good, positive role model for other people to follow, it can be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we have this mindset of the need to be surrounded by lots of people who always support us and always encourage us. It is good to have just a handful of people. It might be one person, and some days it might just be yourself who shares something encouraging with you, who will always be consistent. It's not about the volume, the quantity of the people who are around you and supporting you. It's about the quality of people who will help nurture you as a leader. I'm not done as a leader. I believe that it is an ongoing process, and I desire to only get better, so I have to continue leaving myself open to the developmental experience and to learning more. But it's important that that you not expect that everybody is always going to applaud what you're doing or understand or support what you're doing. The greater the visibility, the greater the likelihood that you're going to come under attack. Expect it and keep moving.
Wow.
Don't get upset about it. I expect persecution when I'm doing something that's really good. If I'm not hearing anything negative, then I must not be doing anything positive.
You're nervous
so,
about it. You get nervous.
You know, I think it. And
everybody's
being
too nice. What's going
right.
on here?
Someone asked me one day, how do you handle your haters? I said, haters? I give them no time.
That's right.
I give them no time. I don't. That's not where I choose to invest
Focus.
My mindset, my mental capital.
I love it. Mental capital.
Keep going.
I love
yeah.
it. Oh, mental capital. That's a word. We gotta phrase that. The mental capital.
Your
because
mental
that's
capital.
That's the most important capital we can have, because everything starts with the mind. It starts
that's
with
right.
our thinking and how we see ourselves and how we internalize everything. I love that mental capital.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our special guest today on Wealthy Sisters is the Fern Beatty. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. Want to get some more final thoughts from her as well. And I know some of you all are tuned in to find out who the top nominees are. We're going to share that when we come back for the Professional Black Woman's Business Woman of the Year. It's going to be a great one. We got some phenomenal names here. I'm very, very proud to be able to announce that in a few moments. So stay tuned. Again, you are tuned in to Wealthy Sisters.
Are you an entrepreneur who is always running out of time? Do you wish you had more hours in a day? My name is Rita Cartwright, and I'm a virtual assistant and owner of RJ's Word Processing Services. Start using your time wisely by outsourcing your administrative tasks to me, your virtual assistant. For more information, contact me today, toll-free at 866-651-3073, or visit my website at rjswordprocessing.com.
Are you seeking stronger partnerships to leverage your strengths? Need to develop more winning strategies of success? Ready to increase your knowledge in the areas of investing, marketing, health and wellness, and the Green Initiative? Then join us for the second annual Winners Summit Conference and Expo, March 18th and 19th, 2011. Meet hundreds of professional women from all over the world who provide savvy advice, practical application for winning women. Reserve your space today at www.thewinnerssummit.com or call 1-800-917-9435, extension 805.
That's right, the Winners Summit is almost here. We are down to 60 days just about. And if you haven't gotten your ticket, I'm telling you, you are going to be upset. You want to be there. This is going to be the best event of all events. When I tell you, we have some phenomenal, not just Mr. Fern Beatty, who is just an offering, awesome. We also have Linda Bridgeport, who is best known from Oprah's Dead Diet. Talking about making those right connections. Linda Clemens, who is a master sales strategist and a body language expert. Ladies, she's going to be teaching you some real good tips on that body language and how you can also close those deals. We also have Victoria Gaser, who's just been added, and she is a news anchor and is going to share with us how we can use the press. The press now, that's free. They use the press to build our business, even a powerful workshop, career workshop for executives, those individuals who are tired of hitting the glass ceiling in corporate America and you want to break through it, get to those senior level positions. Abby Locke is going to be there, and you do not want to miss it. She is certified in just about everything you can think of when it comes to HR. So we have a
powerful, powerful three-day event, the cruise, the entertainment, the millionaire luncheon, where you can actually sit down in an intimate session with documented millionaire sisters. Tell me where you have that opportunity where you can talk, you can ask questions. See, it's all about being in that environment, being around those people. This event is for you. If you are serious about your business, if you are serious about success, you have to be there. March 17th through the 19th, that's at the Baltimore Marriott in the Harbor. That's, go to the website, www.thewinnersummit. That's like a champion, the winner, because you are thewinnersummit.com, thewinnersummit.com. Ms. LaFern, and about 5 minutes left in the show, tell us what they can expect from you and the Winter Summit. I know you were a participant last year. You were a registrant. Yes. Tell us a little bit about your insight on the conference.
You can certainly expect to be connected with women who are excited about, serious about, and already doing some phenomenal business.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people that I've talked with, we had a group come to Maryland from Florida who talked about the connections that they've made, and they've continued to maintain contact, and how it has helped them experience tremendous success in their business in 1 year. Some folks who went from having a little bit of idea to really doing some phenomenal things in their business. This is certainly an event that you do not want to meet. You have to invest in your development. I've never heard of a harvest that's been reaped without a seed having been planted. And so you have to be willing to plant a seed in order to reap the harvest within your personal and business development. So don't miss it.
Don't miss it, definitely. And I know that they are going to have the opportunity to meet you firsthand.
Yes.
So that is in itself is going to be an awesome opportunity as well. And we've got some phenomenal announcements. The grand prize that is going to be a free registration for the Winter Summit 2012. And not only is that going to include your registration, but a cruise, because, woo, we are setting sail next year. And so you will get your cruise to the Bahamas on the Norwegian Cruise Line. And so, hey, you got to get registered right away, thewintersummit.com as well. So now we also know, Ms. LaFern, that on Thursday of this week, we are having a major, major announcement with the conference call for the professional black woman. And you are going to share some information on that call as well. We're excited about it. I'm going to keep my lips shut. I won't say anything. But I want to give out that number to everyone now. It's 218-339-2500. That's 218-339-2500. And it's going to be PIN number 104-6295. We will post that. We will email that out. It'll be on Facebook. We'll send out the tweet messages. You want to be on that call to hear what the future is holding for the professional black woman. That's going to be at 9 p.m. this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if I should have had my drum roll set up here, for those of you all who are tuned into the show and you want to know who the top three nominees are for the Professional Black Woman of the Year 2011. This is going to be voted on by the Professional Black Woman. You have to be a member. You have to be a part of the platform there at www.thepbw.com. Or you can also vote if you're a member of the group and you are a serious focus member. We don't want just people joining just to vote. But those individuals who are part of it will be voting on, drum roll, Miss L. Denise Jackson or Dr. Susan Flowers or Miss Cherie Cofield. Again, that is Miss L. Denise Jackson, Dr. Susan Flowers, and Miss Cherie Cofield. Congratulations. You all are the top nominees for the Professional Black Woman Businesswoman of the Year, and you are going to be sharing, one of you will be sharing that platform with the Legends of Recipient this year, who happens to be Miss Sheila Johnson, who is very humble. She does not like this fact brought out, but she was actually the first black female billionaire, with a B. I didn't say millionaire, first black billionaire, female billionaire, Miss Sheila Johnson. You can go to the pbw.com and look at her bio on there as well. 60 seconds left in the show, Miss Affern. What would you like to say?
You know,
in 20 seconds or less.
I encourage everyone to take on something that's important to you this year, and that might mean you have to give something up. But take it on, be clear about what you're going to do with that particular goal, and execute to the fullest.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been another great episode of Wealthy Sisters. Stay tuned. Next week we'll be here the same time, 12 noon Eastern. And you can always catch this show if you missed part of it or any of our other shows at www.wealthysisters.com. We thank you for tuning in. Congratulations to El Denise Jackson, Dr. Susan Flowers, and Miss Cherie Cofield. We know it's going to be a great battle. Everybody's going to be voting this week, and the winner will be announced on next week's show. Continue to strive for the absolute best. Know that you deserve to win. You are a natural born winner, and we will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.